Welcome to the Co-op News. I'm Miranda Saunders. Well, it's been unprecedented floods that have hit the Northern Rivers in March 22. It's left thousands and thousands of people with damaged homes, many completely unlivable and unable to be resurrected. Casino has flooded for the first time in history, with farmlands that surround many of the North Coast towns have never seen the type of destruction that has been caused by this flood. Tens of thousands of cattle have been washed away and hundreds of kilometres of fences. But there has been a bit of a silver lining. The Casino Food Co-op has been leading the way to restore the region. You might not know it, but the co-op actually has full-time trades that are employed on its casino and Booyong sites. They're part of the team. Jacob Batch is an electrician, and he explains in this episode of the Co-op News just how valuable he's been to the community and how the co-op has allowed him to help those in need.
So we started off just going around town.
Casino?
Just around casino. Particularly around near the river there, near the hospital. That's where a lot of it went under. So yeah, we were just around there helping one of the ladies who did work here. And then from there, we started just going around helping some of the older neighbours and stuff who didn't have hot water and all that, and just tried to do as much as we could just so they could, I guess, live.
Was it electrical stuff that you were doing or lifting heavy things?
It was mainly electrical at first is what we were doing. But then, then we sort of started teaming up with the fitters as well who work here, and then... we'll like help and lift everything out, because a lot of the houses went under a fair way, so there was a fair bit to grab out of some of them.
What sort of electrical things did you have to work on?
Mainly just power, like for power points and stuff. Or in town anyway, not too many of them went like way under, so a lot of the lights were okay. It's mainly just getting as much power points as we could going, and the like hot water systems and stuff like that mainly.
Then what happened in the next few days after that?
So after we did around Casino, or just that one little street there, we went out to Tatum out there and went around checking most of their houses. Once again, trying to do as much as we could. A lot of them also were looking at their air cons as well. Some of their outside units went under. And then... and then from there we also met up with the fitters as well, and we're going around helping them because they were also talking to the fireys. So it was good because we would get in there, move everything out for them, and the fireys could come and hose everything down. So it was good teamwork.
I mean, is there a lot of damage to electrical things, you know, like the air conditionings that have been fully submerged? I mean, can you fix them?
Some of it can't be fixed, like say for the hot water systems. Like we noticed a few thermostats were broken, so like they would probably have to be replaced. But a lot of things you can let dry out, which is what we've done. Say with some of the aircon units, we've just gone just to let it dry out because like the fan motors can get water in them. But once again, besides that, like some of the power points, they're pretty well just stuff. So the few that we could salvage, we would put them in the main spots, you know, like in the kitchen and stuff, and all the rest we'd just have to just connect up so they could have power to them ones, and then essentially they'll, I guess, have to get new ones and someone put it in.
How do you think that these residents that you went and helped, how do you think their lives would be if you didn't go and do that sort of work?
I guess it'd be a lot harder, definitely. I'm not sure if a lot of them even knew that we were coming, but yeah, then us coming, they definitely brighten up their day a little bit, which was good.
So, I mean, yeah. I suppose a lot of people don't think about, you know, what happens when the floodwaters go down and all their electricals.
Yeah, exactly. And especially a lot of them, they even said the few last floods that they've had, they've, you know, some of them said that they would come up in their backyard and stuff, but none of them ever had it come through. But a lot of them did pretty good though. I know a couple of them did say that they turned off all their like power and stuff to the house before it got there, so which did salvage a little bit. But yeah, once again, you can't really help it really when the water comes in.
What do you think it means for people to have the Northern Cooperative Meat Company employees go out and being able to help them?
I guess it shows that like the company like cares about the community, which is good. So yeah, because it's such a big like a big company for this town. So yeah, definitely seeing them have support for the community around it, I reckon is a good sign for them.
How does it make you feel knowing that you've helped so many people?
You feel pretty good. Hey, like definitely, yeah, just going around and then yeah, even like at the end of the day or when you're helping people, like they're all keen to, you know, give you a drink and like they all like, they thank you so much. So it feels really good knowing that you're helping people out who have been through a pretty tough time.
Have you got any plans to do more work?
Yeah, definitely. When I go out, we have a few, actually a few of our team got pretty badly affected by it, like lost most of their stuff. So yeah, we're trying to do some like donations and stuff like that to help them going. And yeah, and hopefully in turn we can like, I guess, volunteer again, I guess on weekends and that as well, and just go help other people who have lost a fair bit, because a lot of people lost a lot of stuff, especially in Korokai and stuff like that. So yeah.
Are you surprised at the damage?
Oh, 100%. I didn't really realise around here so much like could go under. Like you see it at Lismore a decent bit, but once again that what broke it by 2 meters. So I was pretty shocked that a lot of this went under. Like, even seeing water go through Casino, like I don't think that river's ever broke the bank. So yeah, it's pretty scary.
What's the feeling like with employees at the moment? I mean, you know, you're working with a lot of people that have lost everything, and you know, what's the feeling for them working beside you?
Well, the ones who have lost a lot aren't actually back at work yet. They're trying to fix stuff, but I know just around the workplace here, everyone does want to band together, you know, and help out our team who have lost stuff. So yeah, it's good to see everyone's keen to have a go.
Is it a unique place to work in that sense, do you think?
I mean, I'd hope it's not unique. I hope most places are like that, but yeah, it's definitely good, you know, how everyone wants to work as a team.
That's it for this episode of the Co-op News. If you want to hear more about the Casino Food Co-op's pivotal role that they played in these devastating floods, you can go back and listen through to past episodes of the Co-op News. Next time, we're going to be talking to a man who led the cleanup of more than 50 houses. And that cleanup has all been done by co-op employees. Many of them emotional as they realise the wonderful work that they have done. Until then, take care, and we'll see you back here for the next episode of the Co-op News.